Good morning, everyone. You are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday, February 10th, 2025, and it is now 10:06 a.m. on the west coast of the United States, where I am in California. I'm a little bit late this morning, so I apologize for that, but my sinuses are being very annoying this morning, and it's not fun, but I won't complain about that for too long, just because it's there and it's present. That's why I mention it. So anyhow, how are all of you? Hopefully you're doing well and looking forward to this week. I am going to invite you to all go to the Facebook page where we can chat and we can share ideas and share energy and I know that feeling all of your energy will help me a lot, since this little human design projector has no energy centers of her own and relies on the energy of others to wake me the hell up sometimes. It's really true, though, because in human design, projectors don't have consistent energy. We don't have a sacral center that's defined, and that's just how it works in human design. If you have a sacral center defined, you're either a generator or a manifesting generator, and you have your own energy center. You can go, but the rest of us, projectors, I know reflectors also don't have a sacral, and I believe, I don't know about manifestors. I actually forgot whether they do or not. I don't think they do, but I'm not sure. Maybe if one of you, I know Joni's a manifestor, so maybe she knows if you have a sacral, defined sacral or not. But as a projector, I definitely don't. So when you don't have a defined sacral center, it means that, I have a defined root, but that's not technically an energy center that can be consistent and sustained. So I guess I'm better than if my root were not defined, but I really do love when I'm able to feel the energy of a generator or a manifesting generator, just because they run on their own power source. And so I have almost all my friends are manifesting generators and generators. And I mean, there's a reason for that, because they're most of the population. They're like 80% of the population. Whereas projectors are only like 20%. Excuse me. So it's very helpful for me when I can have an invitation to work with someone, or when I can just be around other people who do have the defined sacral. And that way I can tap into that energy, and I can, and I don't do it to be like a leech or anything like that, but I do it so that I can provide the gifts that I have to give, and so that I can provide the guidance and the wisdom that I'm actually here to provide. And when you learn this about yourself in human design, it's very empowering, no matter what type you are, because everyone has a type and everyone is designed to do something different and helpful for everyone else. So as I said, you know, I love the generators and manifesting generators of the world, because I'm around them and I feel energetic and I can just keep going and going, which isn't always a good thing for me, because once I stop, sometimes I really feel it. I know that when I'm in my dance class and I'm around a lot of other people, I am tapping into their energy just automatically. It's not something I do actively. It's just an automatic thing. It's how I work. It's how my aura works. And so I tap into the energy that's there and I feel it, and it's very lively and empowering, and just it's like sustenance, you know, like nourishment. And so that I can run off that for a while, and then later after my energy is pretty much gone for the day, then I feel the lack of it. So it just, there's a very deep distinction that I feel when I'm around other people. And sometimes if it's like later and I'm by myself, I can definitely feel more of a lack of energy. But lately I've been pretty good with that. It depends on the day. It depends on who I've been around and what I've been doing. So not to say that I don't have any energy, because I do, but sometimes I don't. So it just depends. So sorry, if you hear me muting, it's only because I'm clearing my throat, because my throat's being really annoying this morning. Okay. Let me tell you how to get over to the Facebook chat so we can actually chat. So go to your device and go to the World Wide Web and hit 12radio.com. And that will take you to a page with some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. And if you hit chat, that'll just take you right into the 12 Radio private group on Facebook. And just scroll down slightly and you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And you can comment, you can ask questions, you can ask for card readings, I can do that. Or just anything you'd like to share. You know, if you're having a problem, I want to know about it because I want to be able to help you. That's what I'm here for. In this lifetime, even before I knew that I was a human design projector and that I was supposed to be giving guidance to people, I have always given guidance. I'm also a Capricorn, and we tend to be called know-it-alls when we're kids because we kind of are and we can't help it. So we have this air of, I think, it comes off as like an air of superiority sometimes, and that's not even conscious half the time, because that's just the way that Capricorns carry themselves. We really do know a lot of stuff. What can I say? I am humble about it, but I also have to face the fact that this is what I'm here to do. And this is how I am. And so I'm not going to bullshit anybody about it. It's like, when you know, you know. So it would be disingenuous of me to say anything other than that. So anyhow, I'm here so you can take advantage of my guidance, because guidance is one of the things I do best. So I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of, most certainly, quite the opposite. And I figure it's something I have that is of use to other people, so why shouldn't I use it? So that's what I'm doing. And I'm going down into the chat. Hey, Renee. Hey, Quelly. She says, Monday blessings, Lori. And Edward says, blessed morning. Feels good to hear you again. Medicine for my soul. Yeah, there's definitely a gift in every situation, no matter how negative it seems, right? So you're in a different, you're on a different schedule now. I don't even know what your schedule is, Edward. But I'm guessing that you've got different days off and all of that. So yeah, I'm glad you're here. Hey, Tara. And hey, Maureen. It's good to see you here. She says, hi, Lori Love, Serena, and one, two friends. This Libra with Gemini rising and Cap Moon would love a full moon message. Heavy energy as my Scorpio hubby is trying to stay afloat with his business. Okay, we can do that. Let's pull that card now for Maureen. I actually pulled a couple of cards for myself this week, and I got the Angel of Support and the Angel of Relaxation. And I actually have not even picked up the book to see the deeper meaning for those two things, so I'll do that later. But that was a few days ago. And sometimes if I wait too long, it's not really applicable anymore. So I probably should have looked at it right away, but I think I got distracted. Or I was in the middle of my bedtime routine or something. Okay. So, Maureen, this card is for you. I'm trying to shuffle, but they're just not shuffling very easily this morning for some reason. Maybe because it's chilly in here. Okay. Let's go with this one. And if this card resonates for anyone else, as it usually does, then this card is for you too. So you got the Goddess of Beauty. You are a wondrous being of light. There is nothing to change or fix. But I can certainly understand about your hubby there. Goddess of Beauty. Yeah, that's not always a very easy situation to deal with. You're trying to keep a business afloat. I'd love to know more about that because I sometimes will get a hit about things. I'd love to know what type of business he's in. Goddess, why am I not looking on the right? I am. I think I need to ground again. I'm not grounded. And you can tell. Because this card is like nowhere to be found. Goddess of Beauty. It keeps showing me one thing and then skipping. Oh, we're getting there. Don't worry. We're getting there. Okay, Goddess of Beauty. You are a wondrously beautiful being of light, yet you cannot see it because you are comparing yourself to others instead of looking honestly and lovingly at yourself. I have a feeling your husband might be doing that too in his business, comparing himself to other businesses of the same type instead of trying to make his the best it could possibly be. And often when we focus on what other people are doing, we're not focused enough on what we're doing. So let's continue. It says, meditate upon the image on this card and allow your light and natural beauty to shine through. The image on the card that you can't see, that I will probably have to put in the chat, is a very... The imagery on these cards is really beautiful. It's a woman with butterflies in front of her and some strands of light and energy around her and also emanating from the butterflies, just so you can have an image to kind of get in your mind. But I'll try and put this in the chat later after the show. Okay. Meditate upon the image on the card and allow your light and natural beauty to shine through. You are beautiful just as you are. There is nothing to change or fix. Just love and accept yourself as you are. As you honor the beautiful person that you are, others will feel the light and warmth radiating from you. As a result, you will attract wonderful and generous people into your life that will love and appreciate you for all that you truly are. Just be yourself. That is where your beauty lies. So as this relates to a business, I mean, this may relate to you personally too. If it does, I'd love to know, Maureen. But as it relates to a business, I feel like what I was saying before is actually really true. He needs to find what really makes him and his business stand out from the other businesses of that type. There's a way to serve that only he can. And I don't know what that is because I don't know anything about his business. But offering something unique that's unique to his business is what I feel is going to pump up the business a little bit more. Also doing some advertising. I would love to know what his human design is, what type he is, because if he's a projector, he has to wait for the invitation, but he can put himself out there and he must put himself out there and let people see and know about the business. So I feel like that's probably good advice anyway. If not enough people know about the business, of course he's not going to have as many clients. So that's what's coming. But how to serve people is what really makes a business successful, knowing what serves them best and finding a way to do that in a very unique way that makes his business stand out from others. So that's what I'm going to leave you with. I hope that's helpful. I'm going to mute myself one sec. Okay, I am back. So let's see if anybody has any other questions. I'm just re-engaging the chat. Okay. Hi, Jean. Jean says, good morning, Lori. May I have a card reading? Of course you may. Oh, Maureen says, he's in construction for over 35 years and he and partners purchased the company 2 months before COVID. It's been a struggle, but business is picking up aggressively, but money is slow. Okay. Okay. Okay, 2 months before COVID. Yeah, I still feel like everything I said applies. There are a lot of construction companies, right? However, reputation is everything. And I feel like on his, if they have a website, which I'm sure they do, or in their advertisements, they need to put client testimonials. That's such a real concrete thing to do, but testimonials help a lot in businesses where referrals are made. And I really feel like adding some client testimonials in print in his advertising and on his website would really be helpful. So try that and see what happens, because I think that would help. Okay, so Jean would like a reading and I would love to do one. I don't know that you've been in my chat room before, Jean. It's good to see you here. All right, let's shuffle the cards. And pulling one for Jean. And like I said, you know, if anybody else resonates with this card, then it's for you too. Because most of the time, the cards are not just for one person. They're often for several people. So you got the Angel of Diet and Nutrition. This is one I tend to pull fairly frequently, which is kind of weird because I'm always shuffling the cards. But this one does come up pretty frequently, it seems. At least it feels like it to me. The Angel of Diet and Nutrition says, pay attention to what you eat and drink. You intuitively know what is good for you. And I think that's really important because when you listen to your body, and this is for everybody in general, excuse me, when you really know how to listen to your body and you tune into it, I really do feel like we instinctively know what is good for us and what isn't. You just have to practice it and get really good at it. I have definitely gotten really good at that over the years because I've been practicing for a while now. Okay. Angel of Diet and Nutrition for Jean. Here we go. Okay. So you're being urged to pay attention to what you eat and drink. Make sure you maintain a balanced diet. Remember, you intuitively know what is good for you. Simply pay attention and be mindful, all in moderation. You're also being urged to pay attention to your thoughts. Healthy nutrition is not solely derived from what we eat and drink. It also stems from our thoughts, big time. Positive and loving thoughts are just as nourishing as good food and drink. Let go of every fearful and negative thought and replace all with love. There is nothing to fear. Yeah, a lot of times when we overeat, it's a protection mechanism. I'm not saying you do or don't, but if you do. I know my mom used to comfort eat, you know. She was always fighting, you know, a few pounds here and there. But she wasn't like overweight. She was actually kind of a Sophia Loren type, which I think is beautiful and it's very womanly, but you know, some people feel like now that's a little too much. So she always felt like she had this Zaftig Italian Rubenesque type of figure and she wanted to be a little slimmer. And you know, I don't blame her for wanting to be more comfortable in her skin. I get it. It's all what your comfort zone is. And so she was always fighting with a few pounds and she tried to eat really healthy, but nobody really knew what eating healthy was back when my mom was alive. But you know, we do our best. Now we know a little bit more and there's still some division as to what's actually healthy. So you really have to listen to your body about food and about thoughts, like this reading said. When it comes to food, there are some people who can eat salads and vegetables and, you know, be vegan and feel really good. And there are other people who they try that, like me, and it just completely is a wash and just doesn't work at all. And they feel like hell. So there are other people who can eat a carnivore diet, you know, like all meat and some fruit. And that works for them. And then there are other people who can eat a little bit of everything and everything in between, you know? So it really just depends. You have to listen to what works for you and do what works for you. And that's why, me personally, I'm always changing things up. I'm always trying to figure out what my body wants and what it doesn't want. And some days I'll just eat fruit because that's what my body wants. And other days I'll eat steak. Other days I might have a salad occasionally because I like salad. I actually really like it. I like a really good salad with a nice dressing that's probably not the healthiest thing, but I don't eat a lot of dressing anymore because I went sugar-free a while ago. But occasionally a nice lemon and oil arugula salad is one of my favorites with some shaved Parmesan cheese. Oh my God. I learned to love that years ago when I lived in New York, because I would eat at Il Molino, which is a great Italian restaurant, all the time. And they made the best arugula salad with just some lemon and oil, olive oil and lemon, and some shaved Parmesan. It was so simple, but so delicious. So that's something that I really like eating now and then. I should probably eat more of that because that's really good for you. It's really good for me. And I think if you tried it, you might like it too. So anyway, about the thoughts, hell yeah. If you keep your thoughts in check, as Neville calls it, the mental diet, stay on your mental diet and persist in thinking thoughts that do good things for your body, because what you're thinking is going to affect your body, and how you envision your body also affects your body. So that's why I write the word persist on my arm, and I may have it tattooed there someday. Who knows? If it's not too painful, I don't know if I could take it. Everybody says it's painful, but I write it there because I can remind myself to persist in my mental diet of only thinking spiritual thoughts of God. That gives me so much relief and so much comfort. So that if anything's ever bothering me, truly, all I have to do is think of God and know that I am that God energy, and know that Spirit is taking care of everything. I don't have to worry. And if I am guided to do something, some sort of action step that's inspired, then I will do that. But that is so comforting to me, that if I can just keep my thoughts in line, my life goes so much smoother. And we all have, you know, things that we deal with. Nobody's life is perfect. But I am hella grateful for my life, because it is amazing and wonderful. And I have wonderful blessings that I am so grateful and so thankful for. And I wouldn't trade it for anyone else's, because I really love my life. And I think that we should all get to say that. And I believe that we can, if we persist in keeping our mental diet full of good thoughts and full of thoughts that help us and don't hurt us. And I'm not being a Pollyanna. I'm not, you know, spiritually bypassing. Obviously, we have to look at things sometimes that are not very fun. But if you can keep your thoughts in line, first of all, those things will happen less frequently. And when they do happen, you'll be able to respond to them in a more constructive way, instead of freaking out and, you know, reacting badly, which just causes more problems later or in the moment. You know, it doesn't ever help to be reactive and to go to the dark side and go to the negative place, because that's just resistance. And when you go into resistance, you just get more of it. It's a simple spiritual law, law of attraction, or yeah, I guess that would be law of attraction. I also love the law of assumption, which is a little bit different. But the law of assumption, Neville Goddard also teaches that. And that is, when you assume the feeling of having what you want, already having what you want, like assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled, like Dr. Wayne Dyer used to say. But when you assume the feeling of already having what it is that you desire, even though it may not be in your physical presence yet, when you assume that you already have it, and you can assume that because, like I said, you are the energy of God consciousness, and you're entitled to miracles. So when you assume that, yes, I have this thing, it comes all that much faster. And I say that because it's worked for me that way umpteen times, like many times. If I can just get into the feeling of having what I want or need, and I'll say this for your husband, Maureen. If you can get into the feeling of already having more of those clients and more of the abundance, feel what it would feel like to have more clients. Feel what it would feel like to have more money. Feel and live that way. Like, take yourself into the present moment and actually feel it and live your life from that point. So take small steps, do the small things that you would be able to do if these things were already happening. So when I counsel someone who is looking to have more money, I like to tell them that if it feels good to them, that they can take a small amount of money, like even a very small amount of money, and purchase something that makes them feel abundant. So what I did when I was in that position, I went out and I purchased, it was a crystal, and it was actually in the shape of a diamond. Like it looks like a big, it's about maybe 2 inches around, and it looks like a huge diamond. And I think it was like $10. So, but I purchased that because it's a symbol of abundance to me, and I keep it by my bed. And I mean, I have to say it was helpful in creating abundance, that and the mindset that I'm telling you about right now. Sorry, I apologize for the noisy man outside blowing the leaves. Hopefully you can hear me all right. But all of these tools and techniques to create abundance really work when you can get into the actual feeling of having what it is that you need and want. Like, even when you don't have enough money, you can probably get into the feeling of what it feels like if you did, right? So that's where you want to be. And using these little tools, like, you know, spending a little bit of money on something that is a symbol of abundance, can really bring you closer to having what it is that you need or desire. So I find that very helpful. And also really just keeping your thoughts clear and knowing that spirit has your back. I mean, the overarching theme of our lives is that we are beings of love. That is our energetic basis of our soul. Excuse me. So if energy tells us that we are made of love, then what do we have to fear, really? So when we get into a state of fear, this is how we shift back. We just realize who we really are. We think of God, we realize we are children of God, and we are equipped with the same energy, that Christ consciousness. That's our soul. And we take that energy into our human bodies now that we're in physical form. It's not in another place. It's right here with you. And we can create what we want to create by realizing that we are creators. We have creator energy. And A Course in Miracles says, I am entitled to miracles. And that's the reason it says it. Because, as it says in A Course in Miracles, I can't remember it word for word, but basically, we are children of God, and God has imbued us with the same qualities that He has as a creator. The only thing we can't create is ourselves, obviously. But we can create our worlds and everything in it. So it's really important to remember that. And when we get into a state of fear, to allow ourselves to shift into only thinking and remembering who we really are, and thinking of God and our spirits, our higher selves, and to know that if we can shift out of that fear by realizing who we really are, then that's when spirit can come in and shift the energy for us and get us out of resistance and into a state of allowing, which is where you need to be to manifest anything. So I hope that's helpful. And I say this a lot. I say it, you know, in many different ways and sometimes the same ways, but I feel like I always need reminders. So that's why I remind you guys and girls, you ladies and gentlemen out in my audience. Because I need the reminders, and I know you do too. So the more I can remind you, the more I can remind myself. That's also helpful. So let me go back to the chat and see what else is here. See if you have any other questions for me. That was a good question, though, that Maureen asked about her husband. Oh, whoops. Wrong chat room. Oh, I'm all the way down the page again. I don't know why. Okay. Somebody must be commenting in other chat rooms because those are the ones that are at the top of the page. Okay. I can't see if there's anybody else. I think that's... Okay, Maureen says thank you. You're so welcome. I hope that was helpful. And if you have any feedback, I'd love to hear it. So yeah, thanks for sharing, Maureen. Okay. I'm just going to refresh one more time. Then I will move on. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anyone here. No, I think we're good. Okay. So, what I want to do is read from Opening Doors Within. 365 Daily Meditations from Finhorn, Scotland, channeled by Eileen Caddy. And since today is February 10th, I'm going to read what it says for this day. And you can ponder this and meditate on it if you like. Okay. So it says, aim high, the higher the better. Even if you do not achieve that high aim every time, at least you will find yourself being stretched to capacity. Always expect the very best in life. See yourself receiving it and give eternal thanks for it. Remember that I, God, know what you have need of even before you ask, and all your needs are being wonderfully met. How blessed you are to know these wonderful truths and to be able to absorb them into the very depths of your being. To be aware of the tremendous changes and the constant growth and expansion on all levels. To know that with all the upheavals in the world, which are bound to come, for the old must go to make room for the new, no harm will befall those souls who have learned to put their whole faith and trust in me. To know without a shadow of a doubt that with me, all things are possible. And what comes to mind when I read that is something that happened during 2020 and 2021, during COVID, for me. And actually, it's happened in different ways throughout my whole life and more recently in other ways. So obviously, we know that there was a lot of restriction going on for a while. And those of us who do not like to feel restricted, such as myself, really felt that we were not aligned with a lot of that. So in the beginning, when it first started happening, I was quite the rebel. Did not align with anything that was being said. Still don't. Which is interesting, since so much has come out now saying that all of it was kind of nonsense, and not that, you know, people were not ill. That's not nonsense. But, you know, some of the things that we were being asked to do were, they didn't make any sense then, and now we know why. Because they actually didn't make sense, and there was no basis in fact for any of it. But I realized that resisting back then, which was what I was doing in the beginning, I realized that resistance was futile and it wasn't helping me. It was just creating more of what I didn't want. And so I sort of did the best I could, and I just stayed away from the places that wouldn't let me in without a mask. I went to other places. And so I didn't encounter situations where I would feel resistant. And I took the path of least resistance. I made things easier on myself. I got a lot of things online. You know, I stopped going to a lot of stores. And I made things easier for myself. And I stopped rebelling and resisting. And when I did that, I noticed right away how things shifted and how everything got easier. And things around me started to change, and the restrictions were lifted, and I could finally do more of what I felt I wanted to do. But at that point, I found that I didn't actually need those things anymore. A lot of the stores I shopped in before, who were mean to me and really nasty to me because I wouldn't wear a mask, I didn't need them anymore. I didn't need to go there. I found other places. So it's really funny how these things can work out. And so if there's something that you're feeling resistance about now, there's always a solution. There's always another way. And there's always a less stressful way. And all you need to do in order for that to be shown to you is to stop banging your head against the wall about the thing that isn't working and get into a place of trust and surrender to spirit, because spirit is the only one with the power to change that. And since we are that same energy, our higher power, who is spirit, can change our situation for us if we just allow it to happen and don't get into a situation where we're in resistance about everything and fighting back all the time. Because fighting against and pushing against is resistance. And when you stop doing that and you just put down the sword and come to a place of allowing, where you can just accept in the moment that, okay, so that's the way it is for now, and I'm going to look for other ways, and I'm okay with that. When you can do that, that's when everything shifts. It often does. And if it doesn't happen right away, it does tend to happen pretty quickly for the most part. Usually when things persist, it's either because you haven't fully let go of the resistance, or you haven't acknowledged something that needs to be acknowledged, or you're not seeing what needs to be seen, or you're not paying attention to something that really needs your attention. That's why things persist longer than they need to. Whether that's a physical ailment, or whether it's a situation that you're encountering with someone else. But that's really the crux of it. And using all the spiritual tools that I always talk about, I have a whole list of them. And that was actually something on my agenda to talk about during my show. I talk about different things intermittently, but I have a list of so many tools that are so helpful. And here and there, I will sprinkle them in whenever I feel like they are important. And frankly, gratitude is one of them. And I've talked about that before. Gratitude is a really great one, because when you can focus on being thankful for something good in your life, it puts you in a state of receiving more. And it drops resistance. You can't be resistant and be in gratitude at the same time. The energy is completely opposite. One is the energy of love. Gratitude is the energy of love. And the energy of resistance is the energy of fear. And you just can't be in both at the same time. It's got to be one or the other. So if you're having a hard time, look at the things that are working in your life and be grateful for those, because that's what will shift everything. That getting into that state of allowing is where you want to be. And really being grateful for all the good things that are in our lives, because I know that we all have really good things in our lives, even if some of the other stuff we might not want there, you know? Recently, it was brought to my attention about, and this is, it goes hand in hand with everything else, but tell a new story. Tell a new story. Abraham, I was listening to Abraham Hicks, one of their videos on YouTube. And I've heard this forever, but for some reason, the other day, it really resonated. So basically, it's a mind shift from fear to love. And the way you do it is you don't keep telling the old story of the problem. You tell the new story of how you want it to look. And at the same time, like I was saying earlier, you get into the feeling of that new story. You get into the feeling of having things the way you want them. Because when you start telling the story, it helps to raise your consciousness and your vibration rises so that you can actually get into the feeling of having what it is in the physical that you want and that you may not yet have. And so Abraham was talking about not going backwards into the negative story, but staying moving forward in the positive story of what you actually do want. And I think that's a really great tool. And it's so simple. And we forget about it because what do you think about when you have a problem? You think about the problem, right? So instead of thinking about the problem, I mean, sure, you have to figure out solutions, definitely. But solutions tend to come sometimes when you're not thinking about the problem. They tend to come when you're in a state of relaxation and you've asked spirit to help you with the problem, consciously or unconsciously, because spirit knows what you need. And sometimes when you're in that state of non-resistance and relaxation, you'll be inspired and the answer will come. You'll talk to somebody and they'll say something really profound and it'll make so much sense and you'll be like, oh my God, that's the answer. I was talking with a friend just in the last couple of days, and she has been dealing with a situation around a breakup, and she's coming to all of these realizations and she's seeing all these memes on Instagram that are telling her exactly what she needs to know. And it's so beautiful because once she surrendered, she's getting the answers she needs about the situation and she's realizing why it's all happening. And she even said, going to read her exact words. She said, I feel like the universe is just handing me the answers at this point. It's kind of wild. And she showed me a little blurb that someone had written on Instagram. And she said, this showed up in my feed this morning. It's exactly what I was stuck on. And so I said to her, that's because you're now open to receive and you're allowing the answers to come. And that is what happens when we fully surrender. So she's doing the exact right thing. And I'm so proud of her for that. So it is time for me to go and let my lovely producer, Serena, who is also a 1-2 radio host, come up with her show following me now in 5 minutes. And I'm going to make way for her. So stick around for her. She's great. And I'm going to say a farewell to all of you. And I'm so grateful for all of you for being here with me. Thank you so much. I appreciate your presence and your questions and everything, your energy, everything that you give me and that we share together. And I hope to see you back next week, same time, same channel. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody. I love you.